clarify that for me.
Okay, excellent.
Hi there, Rob. Rob, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, answer any questions you have, and then, you know, since it is a very young company, she is requesting that I apply that new in business rate for you, make it even more affordable. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Happy Monday, Paul. Pleasure to talk to you. It's been going a little slow. Just waiting on more business, honestly. Not much I can do except for advertise.
Well, you know, Tara's job is to help me to find the one company that we work with. It is an exclusive listing, meaning that we cannot work with, you know, we can't put our clients in competition with each other. So we would actually be closing out the category. We'd stop calling through the area. I did want to ask you because Tara attached Angie Leads, our home advisor powered by Angie. That's a very different service. That's a lead-based service. I think she found that when she was looking for a website. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I am paying for leads right now.
Have you gotten any leads yet? Do you know if that service is working?
Yeah, I've gotten two leads. It is working, but I'm still actually waiting on the responses from them, so I don't necessarily know. You know,
gotcha.
I don't necessarily know how it's working.
Right. Well, you pay for the lead, yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully it'll start turning into jobs for you. And whether you end up loving that service, hating it, or somewhere in between, being listed on Google is something that you can do as well. And a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or something like Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack, I think most business owners in general actually really prefer calls directly. I don't think anyone wants to pay for a lead or chase down the same lead that their competitors are chasing down. So once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably find that you can do what a lot of my clients do, which is to keep their leads paused more often. Some of my clients will actually cap their leads at a lower amount, and others actually will shut their lead-based service off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are listed on the first page of Google. And even though you're a young company, I'm extremely young, just a week old, you know, it's not the guy that's been around the longest, has the biggest company, or does the best job in town that Google will put on the first page. It's the businesses that have the most content relating to that search in that area than their competitors have. So you'll have Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. We'll actually do the almost 70 directories that Google indexes, known to the public and unknown. They're all equally important. They all kind of work a bit like a website. They talk about your services. They talk about your service area. A lot of them we can even put photos on. They would all kind of cross-reference and backlink to an actual .com website for you that we would want to include as well, give everyone who sees you on the first page the reasons to call you. I mean, obviously not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you, but the ones that do will be making that educated decision after seeing your website. Now, you're basically willing to travel all of Long Island, so I would want to also include a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, going to get your phone ringing quickly, get you found throughout your service area. With reduced rate, you actually save a little over $300 a month. I mean, it is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's not an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you later on. Our new in business rate is really more of an assistance program, if you will, just to kind of make it more affordable for younger businesses. Although there are no long-term contracts, I mean, our service is offered month to month, Rob. We do know that our clients will keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So it does make sense for us to make it as affordable as we can. With that new business rate saving you a little over 50%, it brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would only be that exact amount, that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, Rob, but at least on the surface, being that it is month to month, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
am I responsible to create a web page right now? It seems that I'm responsible to do that if we're going to even move forward with that.
Well, I mean, having a website is important, right? Obviously, it's a great conversion tool. It does only work when people see it, though, so our job would be to... Well, actually, our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It's to make sure that people have the reasons to call you. We do build websites in-house here for our clients that don't have one, and sometimes for very young companies, we'll even include the website at no additional cost. I mean, like I said, it is our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business, and since it is a month-to-month service, we do want you to see the success from the very beginning. If I were actually able to get my supervisor to include the website for you, like at no additional cost, meaning build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, include it in that $2.99 a month, I mean, that would be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going and get your phone ringing, right?
Yeah, that would definitely be reasonable if there were no additional costs.
Well, let me send them a message. I mean, like I said, for young companies, we don't expect you already have a website. You know, he might allow me to do that. So he's usually pretty quick to respond. Let me just send that message out. And then Art Trades is how the business is to be branded online, right? That's how you want the company to appear?
That's exactly right.
Okay. And then, Rob, when we get your phone ringing, well, first of all, the 631-943-4853, is that the business number? Is that the number you would want your customers to call?
That is the business number.
Okay. And it's also a good number for us to reach you. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
I absolutely can.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to work that way. The reason I ask, though, is the website that we'll build, I mean, of course, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. And, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking system, your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Rob, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Steamerroller@gmail.com. That's just for me.
Uh-huh. The first word?
S-T-E-E-M-E-R. OLLER@gmail.com.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, obviously kind of more of a personal email. Wouldn't need to be listed on the website. People wouldn't see it, but it would be attached to that contact form, like I said. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we want to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, a lot of times we'll email things to you, but most of the time we'll just give you a call or send you a text message. Did you have a preference, though, Rob, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Preferably text message.
Text, I'll put text preferred. That's actually by far the most common response for service-based businesses, and that brings me to my next question. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning you go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you, there's no physical address, brick-and-mortar, showroom, anything?
No, physical address.
Perfect. And Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home or out of the truck. I mean, they wouldn't expect you to see customers, even if you had a shop where you did your paperwork. If customers don't come to you, they're just going to list you city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. I did see, though, the 33 Peter Road. That's on that Angie Leeds. Is that your residence?
Oh, no, that's not my residence. That's just a mailing address.
Oh, it is. Okay. You do receive mail there, though, right?
Well, that's 100%. Depends how the lady gets to have, you know, sometimes we take.
Okay. Okay.
So, probably better off. Yeah. So like, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then, are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When would you want to be found online?
Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday. Is that like, 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Yes, 24/7.
Okay, nice. So emergency services. And you are able to handle commercial work too, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely able to handle commercial work.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So for a lot of your services, if someone needs someone, you know, kind of like an emergency plumbing situation or something like that, obviously they're going to...
Making feel like an add-on. I recommend Roto-Rooter for that.
Okay, gotcha. And then at this point, are you accepting cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps?
Just cash, Zelle.
Okay.
Cash, Zelle. Pretty much that.
Okay. Oh, hang on one second. I think it's my supervisor just started chime. Oh, it is. So it says, Paul, for this very young company, especially for someone trying Angie Leads, I would, in fact, be more than willing to include the website at no additional cost. Says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So, I've been with the company myself for a little over 10 years. Usually when I ask for something, they see the wisdom in it. I'm actually glad that he's including that website. You do have photos, right, of some of the work that you've done? Like,
yes.
Photos of your service vehicle, things like that. I mean, we would want to make...
I'm going to my personal vehicle right now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm like real new. I didn't really have money to put down or anything. I was just like, do you want to know what? I'm just doing it.
Well, congratulations on that. And we're looking forward to being a big part of your success. And then if you didn't have any other questions for me, then, like I said, the website's going to be included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. So, and if you ever get any, like, branding on your vehicle or anything like that, any updates to the services you want to provide, any relevant photos you would want to add later on down the road, we would always be able to do that for you at no additional cost. In fact, there's no additional costs for anything, Rob. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because the calls come directly to you. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or per quick call or job or anything like that. So very straightforward pricing, and it would stay kind of grandfathered in at that flat rate, that $299. And if you didn't have any additional questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's kind of where we schedule the follow-up call with one of our technicians, not just the hours of operation and the forms of payment that you accept. We'll want to know things like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, we'll get into detail about your services. We would take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do, because we are Google partners and it's required of us, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, even including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Rob, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. And then, Rob, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Rob, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Archie.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Rob, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Robert Keemer, owner.
And, Rob, can you spell your last name for me?
T-E-E-M-E-R.
Okay. And you're the owner of Art Trades. As the owner of Art Trades, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, on behalf of the business.
Of course, you make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. It says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are able to reach out and call you directly. For that particular reason, we do actually request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Rob, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I'll agree to that.
Perfect. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie lead. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Rob, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
That's fair.
Okay. Here we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We'll be the ones to do that website. We do the audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and, of course, with my supervisor allowing me to include the website, with it being a month-to-month service, Rob, the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether here, will be charged today. The date, of course, is the 5th of June, and the reduced amount of exactly $299.00. And, Rob, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is, again, included at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, Rob, that rate will never go up on you. We are offering our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no long-term contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can certainly do so by simply contacting our client support team. Rob, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And Mr. Senior, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Rob, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Rob, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you? Discover card? Okay. Discover card should start with a 6. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
The number is 6011401-2923-7133.
Expiration month and year?
0927.
09 of 2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
341.
341. So I have 341-341 on the back of the card in September or 09 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Rob, was the card itself 6011-0140-2923-7133?
Yep.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My personal name.
Your name. Is it Rob or Robert on that card? Any middle initial?
Robert. No middle initial on the card.
Okay. But it does say Robert, and then last name is Teener, T-E-E-N-E-R?
M, not N.
Oh, M, like Mike.
Yes, M like Mike.
Gotcha. That makes sense, kind of along the lines of the email address. And then what is the actual billing address of that particular card?
The billing address is 33 Peter Road.
Okay. That's in Ronkonkoma, 11779?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. The email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right. Sure.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to really...
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Let me just get a pen. My pen wasn't working.
Oh,
what was the number?
So it's 877-635-6225. 6225.
Okay.
And then it's option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent, and then you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., that is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive either the text message or the email, let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there.
So my next step is calling this number?
We're actually going to give you a call, and I'm going to take a look now at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I can actually get you in at the top of the next hour. There is one available at noon. There's 1 o'clock. I could actually do 2 o'clock, not 3. And then later on this afternoon, there's actually a 4, 5, or a 6. Would you want something kind of right away? Like, I'm sorry, what time?
ASAP.
Oh, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible, yeah.
Gotcha. So we're going to make that, that's going to be in the 12 o'clock hour, this upcoming hour. The call itself is scheduled then from 12 until 1. Might get to you a few minutes after 12, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. It is a 1 hour window for about a half an hour phone call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If I am between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready to make that call, and I don't get a lot of advance notice, but if I'm between calls, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess really even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a question and answer here for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us they are with Art Trades, of course, Rob, we're going to want to, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we're going to ask you for the answer to the security question. Anyone who calls you and tells you that they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city that I was born in.
The city. And then what is the answer?
The answer would be Huntington.
You said Huntington?
Yeah, Huntington.
Okay, gotcha. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent? It looks like it sent out the welcome email with the client support information. The one that we would want you to look at now is the Local Splash initial invoice email. If you click on that, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Did you receive that?
I see the welcome to Local Splash. You'll receive your login credentials within 7 days. Make sure to check your email.
Right.
And then I see the Local Splash. Your invoice is located below.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one, the second one. And then if you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked. If you click on that, it'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that? Okay.
Yeah, I see it.
Of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. It's our main focus, too. But we'll also optimize your listing on Bing, the other major search engine. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people, a lot of opportunities we want you to have. And, of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. Business profile access, the website, of course, we're going to do for you. The paid Facebook ads are included. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box, the one below the line, that's where we would want you to either copy and paste or type in your business, your name, as it appears. So it is case sensitive. Of course, capitalizing the R and the T. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy either a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name as it appears there, just click the confirm signature box below it. That's going to do a few things. Of course, it does let us know that it's a month-to-month service, that it's that fixed flat rate, that we are, in fact, including the website for you as well as waiving your setup fee. It's also going to allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and then to also do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and then for us to fix it if it is not. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
All right. Hold on. It's going to pop up in an email, or you want me to click the link?
Just click on, when you type in your first and last name, just hit confirm signature, and then it'll pop up that next page.
Certify, click here, and type your name as seen above.
Yes, exactly. So case sensitive. Of course, there's no middle initial or anything in there.
Confirm signature. Username.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you will use for your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. But within the next day or so, we'll send you by text and email both a username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never change it, and that's totally fine too. But I can actually give you the username. The username has already been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it is easy to remember. It's actually the phone number that we are speaking on. Area code is included. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, though, so your username is going to be 631-943-4853. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. But that will allow us then to forward any information to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that support email, and we'll just take care of it from there. When we do the client interview, they'll give you photos@localsplash.com. If you want to email the photos team directly, you can do that too. Like I said, anything can go to the support email. I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Some people do, and that's fine. But it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. The other thing that we've sent, there's no password yet. Once we make sure your tracking system is up and active, and of course we have to do the client interview first to get the information we need to create that content. Like I said, the automated system thinks your tracking system is active, which is why it was asking you to log in. But once your tracking system is actually active, we will email and text out to you that username that I already gave you, along with a default password that you can keep or change. It's up to you, but you should receive that in the couple few days. And then the other thing that our system has sent out to you, it's photos, a list of photos that, it doesn't have to be everything on here, but to kind of expedite the process of verifying your Google listing, Google will want to see some of your equipment, your vehicle, if you've got a business license or insurance or a business card. I think Tara put in the notes you were waiting on business cards and things like that. So any of that you can send our way, there's a link on there that you can click on, and that will help you to get that information our way. And, of course, our client interview technician can answer any questions you have for that or for anything else. It is coming up here. Should be within the hour. You know, might be just a few minutes after noon that we give you that call after 12. But hopefully I'll be available when our client interview technician is ready for you. If not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. You do prefer Rob, right, not Robert?
I do prefer Rob.
Okay, so I'll put that in the notes here. Of course, everything went out to Robert because that's how it appeared on the card, but I've got it in the notes that you do prefer Rob. And Rob, like I said, hopefully I'll be available in about 40 minutes or 45 minutes, something like that, when our client interview technician, might even be less than that, might be about half an hour, when our technician's ready to give you a call. Hopefully I'll be ready as well between calls. I'm ready one way or another, but I might be on another call. But hopefully we'll talk soon, and I appreciate your time. Thanks again.
Well, thank you. Bye.
All right, Rob, take care. Bye-bye.